Crossway presents Workers for Your Joy, The Call of Christ on Christian Leaders, by David Mathis, read by Lyle Blaker. Dedication. To all the saints in Christ Jesus at City's Church, with the pastors and deacons, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Luke chapter 10, verse 20. Preface. Not that we lord it over your faith, but we work with you for your joy. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. We live in an age that has become painfully cynical about leadership. Some of it for good reason. Much of it is simply the mood of our times. Stories of use and abuse abound, and the letdowns make for big headlines. In the information age, we have more and quicker access than ever before to tales of bad leaders. In our own lives, we all have felt the sting of being let down by some leader in whom we had placed our trust. The pain and confusion are real. The wounds can be deep. We learn to guard ourselves from future disappointment. Cynicism can feel like a worthy shield. But the high-profile failures can mask the true source of our discontent with being led. We love self and come to pine for self-rule. Couple with it our generation's distorted sense of what leadership is. When leadership has become a symbol of status, achievement, and privilege, as it has in many modern eyes, we desire to be the leader ourselves, not to bless others, but to get our way. And, understandably, we become reluctant to grant anyone else that authority over us. Led by God through leaders. Into such confusion, the Christian faith speaks a different message. You need leadership. It is for your good. You were designed to be led, first and foremost by God Himself, through the God-man Jesus, who now wields all authority in heaven and on earth at the Father's right hand. God made you to be led. He designed your mind and heart and body not to thrive in autonomy, but to flourish under the wisdom and provision and care of worthy leaders, and most of all, under Christ Himself. But there is more. The risen Christ has appointed, even gifted His church with, human leaders, in submission to Him, on the ground in local congregations. Precious as the priesthood of all believers is, a remarkable truth that was radically countercultural from the first century until the Reformation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?